America Weekend.
You're going to be a Worth Academy graduate because I've designed a plan. Your life plan. The hour of the day of the week of the month of the year of your life. Oh.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Little Prince.
Yeah, this kind of works. The framing device narrative isn't always successful, but I can appreciate it as an inventive new take on an old classic. I mean, it sputters like an ancient biplane occasionally, but The Little Prince always roars back to life just before hitting the ground. It's charming, and the stop-motion animation is beautiful. This beloved children's book was adapted on film once before over 40 years ago as a live-action musical. That approach brought mixed results to a classic story of a young princely boy being discovered in the desert by an aviator who had to make an emergency landing. The Little Prince claims to have descended from a tiny asteroid and beguiles the pilot with tales of his journeys throughout the solar system. This version, by animator Mark Osborne, gives that a wraparound story about a young girl moving to a new town and attending a prestigious school spurred on by her ambitious divorced mother. Then the girl meets an elderly, retired pilot neighbor, and her entire world changes. Jeff Bridges voices the aviator, Mackenzie Foy, the little girl, Rachel McAdams, her mom. You'll also hear James Franco, Benicio Del Toro, and Albert Brooks. It's a talented team and a loving reimagining, and that's why I'm giving it a grade of B. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. When was the last time you went and got gas for your car? I bet you had an easier time than I did. And just because of the inherent way I have to get gas where I live, I essentially live on planet Xenon. Yes, the one place in the world where you're not allowed to self-serve. Fill your own tank. It is so foreign to me. I had to go out to Ohio a couple of weeks ago, so I'm driving along in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, and it's you drive in and, ooh, look at this, I have to do it myself. And like you do wherever you live, you walk inside the convenience store section of the gas station and you give the guy a $20 bill and say, pump eight, whatever. Or you stand outside and you swipe your card and you do it and off you go. Well, in New Jersey, we're not allowed to pump our own gas for some strange reason. So there is an attendant and you have to tell him how much gas you want. If you don't want to fill up, you give him a numerical amount, $20. So that's what I did. This happened twice in a couple of weeks, so it's kind of interesting and it's kind of curious, and it happened at the same station along the Garden State Parkway. So off I am, trying to get to the studio one afternoon, so I'm essentially late for work, and I need to be on the air in 40 minutes, and it's about a 45-minute drive, so I better move it. But I need gas. I had a $20 bill on me. Didn't want to stop at a bank, didn't have time to deal with all that at an ATM or whatever, and I really don't trust handing them my card at these stations either because there's been incidents of phishing in New Jersey with people using their cards at gas stations. Anyway, so I drive in, and I'm thinking, okay, I got a $20 bill. Let me get $15 worth of gas. Then I got a $5 bill left. I can get some coffee up at the commissary at work. So I say to the guy, 15 regular cash. So I'm in the car, and I look back as I'm realizing it's taking quite a lot of time to put $15 worth of gas into my car, and I see we're up to 17, here's 18. By the time I get out of the car and go and stop it on myself manually, and I'm breaking the law in doing it, but I don't care at this point, it's at 19:02. And he comes over, and he looks dumbfounded. I said, 15. Oh, you didn't say 20? No, there's a big difference between 15 and 20. So, you know what? I was not going to stand there and argue. I let him give me back $1 for my $20 bill. Off I went. I had my gas, but my coffee idea was ruined. A couple of weeks later, I go back into the same station, thinking that was an oddity, an anomaly, a fluke. Mm-mm. I had my $20 bill. Same deal. I'm running late. All right, 15, and I'll get my coffee when I get to work. Well, I turn around, and all of a sudden, I see I'm up to 23 and 24. So here I go again, jumping out of the car, and I gotta hit it. Somebody else. I said 15. Oh, you didn't want it filled? No, I didn't. And at this point, I felt like I was suckered a couple of weeks before, whenever it was. I was not going to let it happen again. I said no. I said 15. And I even gave him like a 1 and a 5 with my hands, kind of like an NBA referee announcing who the foul was on. And I would only pay $15. And he looked at me. I said, if you have a problem with it, get your manager or get the police. And he turned as red as a beet and gave me my change, and off I went. Nice little scam that could be going on there. Or, you know what, I just don't feel like making change, so I just give them a little more. What's the difference? When you want $15 worth of gas, you're only willing to pay for $15 worth of gas. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, go get another job. Maybe you shouldn't be dealing in a customer service type of relationship that a gas attendant is. It gets back to the main idea, though, that why in New Jersey do we have to suffer having to have people pump our gas? Really? I wonder how the guys who own these stations feel about it, that they have to employ people to simply do something that everybody else is doing all across the country. It is stupid, it is dumb, and it sets people up for situations like this. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love their freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
We would ask for the open road on two.